This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Hi everyone. You can hear me, you can see me. We're good?
All good, Rabbi.
Okay. Okay, sorry for the delay. Apologize. We're continuing in Masechta Yevamos. This week's blad is Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. Tonight's blad, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara said, how do we know that if someone is pasul and they live with a Kohen, a Levi, or Yisrael, they disqualify the woman to Kahuna? Where do we learn this from? The Gemara said earlier that a Amoini, Mayavi, Mitzri, Adoimi, Kusi, Nasin, Chalo, Mamzer, Shabo, Al Kohenes, Levi of Yisraelos, Paslan. Where do we learn this from? Where do we learn that they pasul them from? Where is this derived from? So the Gemara said, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The pasuk says, Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar, that once she is nival to someone who is pasul to her, they become pasul. So Gemara says, we need that pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar to teach me something else. That it's to teach that if a Bas Koyen lives with a Zar, she can't eat Truma. That if she marries a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. So Gemara says, no, I don't need to learn it from there, because that I learned from Vishava El Beis Avia, that she returns to her father's house. From the fact that it says she returns to her father's house, that implies that originally she could not eat Truma. So what? Therefore, Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar is freed up to teach me that if you live with someone who is pasul to you, it pasuls you l'kahuna. So Gemara says, no, what do you mean it's freed up? The pasuk is not freed up. Don't say that I learn out from Vishava al Beis Avia that until her husband dies, she's not to eat Truma. Because from there, I only know an asay, that it's aser ba'asay. But I need the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar to teach me it's a lav. So therefore, it's not free to tell me if you live with someone who's pasul to you, you're pasul. So Gemara says, no, I already know a lav. I don't need the pasuk to say that it's a lav. The lav I could learn from V'chol Zar Lo Yoichal Kodesh. Any Zar cannot eat Truma. Whether Yisrael or someone married to Yisrael. And therefore the pasuk Bas Koyen Kisiya Leishzar teaches me that since she married a Zar, she can't eat Truma. I mean, this pasuk, excuse me, teaches me that since she lived with a pasula, it pasuls her. So again, let's get the cheshbon clear. The Gemara wants to know, how do I know if you live with someone who pasuls, who's pasul a kahuna, it pasuls the woman for truma. So Gemara says, we learn from a bas koyen, kisiya leishzar. And don't say that's needed to say that when she marries a Yisrael, she doesn't eat truma. That I learned from Vishava el Beis Avia. The Gemara says, well, that's only an asay. And a lav I learned from v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. Says the Gemara, Hahu mi boile legufe. What do you mean? The pasuk of v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, that doesn't teach me that if a bas koyin lives with a Yisrael, she can't eat truma. That's needed legufe, that a zar cannot eat truma. Says Gemara, I have tre v'chol zar ksivi. It says v'chol zar twice. It says v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. And that tells me a zar can't eat truma. And furthermore, it says by a bas koyin v'shava v'chol zar lo yoichal bay. From there I learn out a lav that a bas koyin that marries to Yisrael cannot eat truma. Says Gemara v'katim bay le'lichud Rabbi Yosi. I still need it for the teaching of Rabbi Yosi. I cannot learn out that from the pasuk of Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'Ishzar, that since she's Nivela Le'Pasel, it passels her. I can't learn it out from there, because I need the pasuk of Bas Koyin to tell me as follows. For Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, it says V'chol Zar. I need, in other words, what are we saying right now? I know a asay and a lav that a bas kohen li Yisrael cannot eat truma, and therefore the pasuk of ubas kohen kisia leishzar is saying that if she lives with someone who passels her, she is pasel. But says the Gemara, but va'akati mi boile lechedatanya. Excuse me. Vakati boilech Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, dom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, v'chol zar, zarus amarti lach v'loy aninos. It says, we cannot learn out from v'chol zar that there's a lav on a bas kohen who is married to Yisrael to eat truma, because there I need that pasuk to say v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, that a czar cannot eat truma, but an oinein is allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, no, the Reb Yoisi, Reb Chanina, min czar v'chol czar nafka. That I could learn out from the extra word v'chol czar. So in other words, v'chol czar, czar lo yoichal is telling me that a bas koyin li Yisrael is allowed to eat truma, and v'chol zar is telling me that only zaros asers truma and not aninas. Says the Gemara, v'akati mi boile, I still need it. L'chedetanya, for the following braisa, that kishihi choizeres, when a woman who's married to a Yisrael, a bas koyin who's married to Yisrael, when he dies and she goes back and eats truma, she only goes back to eating truma. She doesn't go back to eating the chaz of a shoik, the breast and the thigh of the animal. V'yamar Rab Chizda, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Barav Shila, Maikra. What does the pasuk mean? Tchsev Ubas Koyin Kisiel Leishzar. He betrumas Hakadoshim Loisoichel. Bimura min hakadoshim. We learn out from Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'Ishzar that, in other words, let's try to get the cheshbon over here. The Gemara is saying that I already know a lav that a Eishes Yisrael cannot eat truma from V'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh, and I have an extra v'chol zar, one to tell me a zar can't eat, and one to tell me an eishes Yisrael can't eat. And the din of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that aninos can eat, I learn out from v'chol. And now I have another din that I need to learn out, that when she goes back to eat truma, she does not go back to eat the chaz of a shoik. And it seems like that I learned from the pasuk of Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'Ishzar. Meaning I'm learning out from Ubas Koyin Kisiya Le'Ishzar that she only gets truma and she doesn't get the chaz of a shoik. So how could you say that's free to tell me if she lives with someone who's pasul to kahuna, it pasels her. If she lives with a pasul, it pasels her. Says the Gemara, im kain lichtoiv kra, he bekadshim loisaycha. If it was only saying that she becomes apostle, it should say that by living with apostle, What's betrumas kachim? Shma mina tarti. We see two things. We see if she lives with a pasul, it pasuls her, and we see that she never returns back to eating chaz of a shaykh. Fine. So now that's sort of a closed topic. Now we move on to the next topic, namely ashkechan kohenes. We see that a kohenes, by living with a pasul, becomes pasul. Leviya v'Yisraelis minan. How do we know a leviya and a Yisraelis? K'da amar Rab Abba amar Rav. Like Rab Abba is the name of Rav. Bas u'bas. Bas u'bas. Just like Rab Abba is the name of Rav. Regarding a different drasha that we darshan bas ubas, it doesn't just say bas, it says ubas, so we could darshan from the extra vav. Here too, we're going to darshan from the extra vav to include Levi and Yisraelis, hachanami, bas ubas. Kaman, who does this go like? Rabbi Kiva the darsh vavin. Interesting, not only does Rabbi Kiva darshan essen, he darshans vavin as well. Says the Gemara, afilu tema rabbanan. You could even say this goes like the rabbis who don't darshan avav. Kulei ubas kro yiserahu. The whole word ubas is an extra pasuk. Why? Because we know we're talking about a bas kayin. That's what the pasuk before was speaking about. Now the Gemara says, okay, ashkechan latruma. We find that a person becomes pasul regarding eating truma, l'kahuna minalan. How do we know you become pasul to marry into kahuna? Meaning, we find that if a pasul lives with a kayin, a levia, a Yisraelis, and she was eating truma, wants to marry a kohen, now she can't eat truma. But how do I know from here that she can't marry a kohen? In other words, ashkechan l'truma, we see that she's disqualified from eating truma, l'kuhuna minala, and how do I know she's pasul l'kuhuna? Says Gemara, atu levia v'yisraelis loy l'kuhuna marbina lahu. Is the pasuk of ubas not including that a leviya and Yisraelis are pasul kuhuna? Di lechuma, it's to say they don't eat truma. Benois mechal chumaninu. Are leviya and Yisraelis capable of eating truma? So the whole pasuk is coming to say that what? That they're pasul likuhuna. Says Gemara, alam aloi. Why would it not be possible that it's saying they can't eat truma? Mishkachas luda ka'acha. We find that a Leviya and Yisraelis could eat truma. Bishvil bana, if they were married to a kohen and the kohen died but they have a son, they would eat because of their son. So maybe the pasuk is only saying that they're pasul to eat truma. How do I know they're pasul to marry a kohen? That's the question on the table. How do we know that Leviya and Yisraelis that lives with a pasul, it pasuls them le'kuhuna, maybe they're only pasul for truma. So the Gemara tries to say a kavachaymer. Kavachaymer. Uma kohenes, if a woman who's a kohenes, debekedusha denafsha achla, that she could eat truma through her own kedusha if she's a bas kayin. And yet if a pasul lives with her, she becomes pasul to eat truma, pasula. Leviya v'Yisraelis deloy achla, they can't eat. Ela b'shvil bana, loy kol shekein, that if somebody lives with them who's a pasul, they'll become disqualified for truma. And therefore the pasuk is not needed to pasul them for truma, only for to marry a kohanim. Says the Gemara, that's not a good kal v'chaymer. Maybe because the kohenes has inherent kedusha, therefore if a pasul lives with them, they defile their kedusha and they can't eat truma. In other words, the Gemara was trying to say, it's obvious a leviya and the Yisraelis lose the capacity to eat truma when they live with a pasul. It's a kavla choymer from a kohenes. A kohenes could eat truma on their own accord and yet becomes pasul for truma when a pasul lives with her. A levi and yisraelis that can only eat because of their son, certainly they will become pasul to eat truma. The Gemara says v'hi hanosenes. That's gufan argument the other direction. Kohenes the Kaddish Gufa, the Kohenes whose body is holy, Pasula, therefore she could become disqualified. Ha, Deloi Kaddish Gufa. However, the Leviyah and Yisraelis whose body is not holy, Loi Pasula, is not Pasul. Elo Le Kahuna, only for Kahuna. Maybe they only become Pasul for Kahuna. Maybe they don't become Pasul for Chuma. So I need a Pasuk to say they become Pasul for Chuma. Says the Gemara, Ella l'kahuna kavachomer migrusha. The truth is, maybe the pasuk is saying that they only become pasul at truma, but the fact that they're also to kaihanim is a kavachomer from a grusha. Ma grusha, if a grusha shemoteres betruma, let's say a kaihanes who is divorced, she could go back and eat truma, but asur l'kuna can't marry a kohen. Zusha asur b'truma. If a levi and Yisraelis, she becomes asur for truma. If a pasul lives with her, ainu din shabsul l'kuna. All the more so, she should become pasul l'kuhuna. Says Gemara v'chimas here min adin. Could you use the kavah chaymer to learn an iser? You can't use the kavah chaymer to make an iser to the kohen. So Gemara says no. Giloy milsa ba'almahu. It's not really a kavah chaymer. It's merely revealing the matter. In other words, we're not making a chav v'chomer really, ma kohenes, that ma grusha, she could eat truma, she's asur l'kuhuna. This one who's asur b'truma, eino din shepsul l'kuhuna. It's just gilui milsa ba'alma. Let's see Rashi, gilui milsa ba'alma. The lav melef minei alfinan, lav l'kuhuna mitruma. We're not making, learning out a lav of kuhuna to truma. The Mamela. It's Mamela. Since she's Pasul of Truma, she becomes Pasul of Kahuna because Truma is the Kedushas Kahuna. But now the Gemara says maybe only if someone is Pasul, Pasul is a Kohenes or a Levi Yisraelis, if it's Chayve Krisos. Ve'ema nivala l'pasul ha'chayve Krisos. Maybe it's only if you live with someone who's pasul, who's a chayve krisos. But if somebody's a chayve lavin, maybe it doesn't pasul a woman. It says Gemara, the pasuk says kisihia. It says ubas koyen kisihia. That implies someone who you're capable of having kedushin to. Hanach kisihia amarachmana. Hanach de ispuhu avaya. Those that are capable of producing kedushin, chayve krisos, lav b'nei havaya, chayve krisos are not capable of producing kedushin. Says Gemara, yihachi, if so, oyve kechavim, ve'eved loy livsalu. If so, a goy or an eved should not pasul a woman because they're not capable of producing kedushin. By the way, by that token, chayve krisos should not pasul a woman because Chayve krisos are not capable of making kedushin. But the Gemara challenged, asked the question by Avodah Oyve Kacham and Eved, because that was one of the psula mentioned in the Mishnah earlier. Says the Gemara, Hanach pasul mid Rabbi Shmuel. The chayve, those that kedushin are not toifes, are pasul from Rabbi Shmuel. Dam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel, minayin l'Oyve Kacham, the Eved Shaba, Abbas Yisrael, ba'al kohenes, l'viyosh psula. How do I know if a goy or an eved lives with the Bas Yisrael or a Kanis Oviyah that hipasels her. Shenemar ubas koyen kisiya almana ugrusha. A bas koyen who's an almana or grusha, she goes back to eat from her father's truma. Kisiya implies only if she lived with someone who it's capable of making kedushin to. But if she lived with someone who it's not capable of making kedushin to, itaka does it passels her. So from the pasuk of kisiya, that implies that chayve lavin who are pasul aser the woman, and from abaska and kisiya. Teaches me that only if she was capable of making kedushin to the first guy does she return to her father's truma. Otherwise, she would not if she lived with someone who is not capable of making kedushin to. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Next week, again, is another short reek. Next week, Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday night. I'm sorry, right? Rosh Hashanah is Monday night, Tuesday night. So, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're going to probably have to do, Sunday morning, Sunday night. So stay tuned. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov. You are.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.